This is Trish Doherty with the Center for Total Health blog. This podcast is the third in a series of three, featuring a conversation between two colleagues, Kaiser Permanente's Senior Vice President Ray Baxter and healthcare advisor and consultant Tyler Norris. The topic is the future of healthy communities. In this final segment, Ray and Tyler talk about how individuals can make an impact in improving the health of their own communities.
So I'm hearing you describe a prevention strategy and education, but then helping changing the policies and the environments within which people live. And that means engaging in the civic arena, being a catalyst to help bring that about. So this is a role of really engaging in our democracy and having our democracy be part of helping deliver what you're describing.
That's right. It is active civic engagement is what some people might call that. What we have done is not just say we're going to do this ourselves as Kaiser Permanente. We've said we're going to provide grants and financial support and expertise to organizations that want to change those things and that may know better than we do how to do them. We're going to help form collaboratives and coalitions of people who want to create change, whether it's parents groups or young people who are trying to make their neighborhood a better place to be, or business people or union members, but help support those organizations. So we don't just take a unilateral approach to that. We say, who's really good at this? What is it going to take to make the change and sustain the change? And try to support them. And the results, you mentioned democracy, can be amazing. So in the Atlanta area, we played a major part in funding the whole Greenbelt area, ringing the city so that people had places to walk and run. That Greenbelt created an opportunity not just for people to be physically active, which will help their physical health and reduce their risk of chronic disease. It also created an opportunity for people to get to know each other and engage with each other. One of the things that really struck me was a short film clip I saw of people who said, we're going out there after work and we're walking with our neighbors. And for the first time, I'm having conversations with my neighbors. And I think that's got to be as important to people's health as the exercise itself is. You're really getting another benefit out of this. Once people get engaged and get active, then they're going to start to do other things together too. And that is what our democracy is about. It's about everybody somehow being engaged to help make things better for themselves and for other people.
Seems to me at this time of cost cutting in Washington where we're sitting today, you're describing exactly the kind of investment strategy we ought to be thinking about as a nation to have a strong third century.
I think that's exactly right. And it also has the beauty of being simple. This makes sense to people. If you talk to people about this in common language, eat better, be more active, get to know your neighbors, know your child's school, get involved. If all those things happen, then the environment gets better, those institutions get more responsive to the people who are part of them. A whole set of things can tend to flow from that. It's not going to solve every problem of the society, but not everything comes packaged as a program, and not everything is a simple solution. When you help people engage and find their own solutions and give them a little bit of support to do that, it's amazing what they can do, what they can accomplish.
Ray, thank you for this conversation.
Tyler, thank you.